Falfapi ken yeda hakayranam. You should know, my dear reader. Ki afilu im yemotze hasefer hazechin be'enav, Bezer Shbarach, even if the sefer finds favor in the reader's eyes, God willing, lo yachshev de'dailoi bi'adias achelik ha'shlishi hazeh levad. Do not think that it's enough just to know this third chelik, right? Like you have in your sefer over there, Yehuda, there's a whole first part to this sefer. Ki gam yedias hashnei chelakim harishonim muchrachim hema. Also, the first two chelakim are necessary. Lo ha'ish hechafetz chayim, for the person that wants life. Ukadisa b'midrash mishle. And this is what it means in the like it's brought in the Medrash of Mishlei. Ledas chachma umusar. Okay, this is a pasuk in Mishlei, and the Medrash says like this: Im yesh biyado shel adam chachma, then we can start talking. Vim im biyado shel adam chachma, but if he has no knowledge, no wisdom, ein yachol l'moy musar. So there's no point. It's not going to help him to learn Musar. What does that mean? V'hakavonuhu kipshutai. De'imhu ta'abizeh be'ikaradin. If he doesn't know the dinim, if he's making mistakes in the halacha, lo yoyoloi shum Musar. No Musar is going to help you. Because, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. I'm not going to do it. And then if you don't know the halachas, or, I'm going to be straightforward in business. I'm not going to do anything. Do you know Chesh and Mishpat? Do you know the halachas of business? So then, Chas v'Shalom, you're going to get into trouble. Kagoin, here we go. Kagoin, Shechayshiv be'iskoy, a guy thinks in his business, al eza dover, klapi a certain thing, she'eno b'chlal gazel. This is okay. Everybody does it. My yoyoloi im yilmad kol in yoni amusar. What's going to help to learn all the musar in the world? She yalives liboy, to fire up his heart. Begoydel isser agezel. How terrible gezel is. Kevin shesaver sheze eno b'chlal gezel. Oh yeah, gezel's terrible. Gezel stinks. And then he goes and does this. He has no idea. Ukiay gavne b'sharin yoni atayra. And this holds true by everything in the Torah. Al kein tzorich lilmeid es dinei haTorah. Therefore, first and foremost, you have to learn, or also you have to learn the first part of the Sefer, which is teaching you the dinim. Kedei sheyeda haaser vahamutter. So you should know what's aser and what's mutter. The gam lilmeid es inyanei haMusar, and also learn to the Musar. Hamevi es ha'odom li'idei yiras Hashem yisbarach, which Musar brings a person to yiras Hashem, to want to keep, or to show him that he needs to keep the dinim, kedei shebezeh, in order that through this, yizori says nafshoi, he will pump up his nefesh, l'kayim es ha'Torah. Now, this line is a very big chiddush to me. Milvad, besides, sheyekayim b'zeh hamitzvus esay es Hashem alakecha tira. Besides that, through learning Musar, you're mekayim the mitzvah esay of es Hashem alakecha tira of Yira Shemayim. How is a person mekayim the mitzvah of Yira Shemayim? The Chofetz Chaim says every time a person learns Musar, he's being mekayim the mitzvah of es Hashem Elokecha tira. That's unbelievable. That's a fantastic thing to keep in mind every time, Bezer Hashem, when we get back to Adaras HaTorah, and you are learning Musar Seder at Adaras HaTorah, or any time the Mashkiach is giving you a shmooze, or any time you sit down to listen to this shir, and we're learning Musar, a person should have in mind, Me'ikara din, mitzvah srichas kavana, a person should have in mind is being the kayim, the mitzvah essay of es Hashem Elokech Hatira. That is an unbelievable, that's an unbelievable yedia. That's something that I was floored by the first time I saw this. But that's very cool. Yeah, you should underline that with your pencil. There you go. Okay. So the Chofetz Chaim just said, it's very important to learn that first part of the sefer you have over there, Yehuda. Okay, not only the second part. Now, for Hachanami bin Yaninu. And now also when it applies to us, the Maloi Yoyoloi Kola Musr Sheba Oilam, what's gonna help him all the Musr in the world? Shemadabrim, Hamadabrim, the Gaidal Isra Lashinhara Rachilus, that talks about how terrible Lashinhara and Rachilus is. Akhri Shahitra Lanavshoi, once he matter to himself, Lamor, that he's gonna say to himself, Sha'in Dovers and Nikmas Bakala Lashinhara, this isn't Lashinhara. What? It's the truth. Oy Sha'al Ish Kazet Lo Sivza Hatira B'Isra Lashon Hara. Or you'll cry, we'll say, on this guy, there's no Lashon Hara. He's a Rasha. He's a terrible guy. I'm allowed to say Lashon Hara on this guy. Al Kein Mukhracha Adam Leida, the person needs to know. Eza Dover Yipol Tachas Sug Lashon Hara Al Piyadin. What falls under the category of Lashon Hara Al Piyadin? Gaber al Yitzroy, and therefore he can conquer his Yitzhara Ulakayim and to fulfill Mashaloy made. And I'm sorry. Ubikhdei, this is like read it like this. Gaber al Yitzroy, and in order that you should be able to overcome and beat his Yitzhara, Ulakayim Ashaloy made, Yeraloy Lumid as a Musr, he also has to learn the Musr. Which is the incredible punishment for Haskar and the incredible scar sheish for Inyan Zeh. The Ganto Elis Miyadiyas Adinim Li'idach Kisa, and he also needs to know the Dinim Kadeshalu Yavar Lahachmer Latzmoy, also that he shouldn't be too machmer. For less or Bamakum Shemitzvah Lagnoisai, sometimes when you're dealing with an apikarsis, it's a mitzvah to speak Lashon about him. In order not to be fooled, the rabbim shouldn't be fooled and tricked through his incorrect hashkafas. And there's more important things by knowing the halachas. Okay, so these two paragraphs are basically saying how important it is to have both Chachma and Musr to be able to know both, correct?
All right.
Okay, let's see if we can get another day in over here. Oid Amarti Lahatik Boi Bahakdama. I also wanted to put in over here in this introduction, Masha Bi'arti Es Maimer Chazal, that which I explained, this statement of Chazal, Ba'avos de Rabbi Nassan, and Pirkei Avos of Rabbi Nassan. There's another Pirkei Avos called Avos de Rabbi Nassan. If you didn't know that.
I always see Avos and Avos of Nassan. Like what?
I think he was a Tana. Rabbi Nassan was a Tana, and he had his own, I think it's brought in one at the back of one of the Masechtas. They have like little Masechtas over there. It's very famous, Avos de Rabbi Nassan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like his little Musr Sefer.
Yeah.
Okay. Perech Chav Zayin Halacha Gimel. I explained in this Avos Rabbi Nassan. Today Sha'ayadei Zay Yuchul Kol Adam Lahashir Ves Yitzroy. In order that every person should be able to answer back to Yitzhara. Mashiyitun Olav B'Inyan Zeh. When the Yitzhara comes to Taina on him in this Inyan. V'zeh L'shaynoi. And this is the lashon of Avos to Rabbi Nassan over there. Who are you, Omer? Rabbi Nassan used to say, "Al tachik artzmecha mamida she'en la kitzva." Don't distance yourself on something which is endless, ein la mida, which has no finish line. Don't stay away from that. Umamalacha she'en la gemira, and work which has no finish line. Dinar zahav. Bechulei, whatever's going on over there. Va'amarti, And I said, Tikavanas Avas Rabbi Nasan, B'shein Mida, what do you mean, Mida She'en La Kitzva? What do you mean, Mida? Hainu in Yenenu. Diyaduahu, because it's well known, Shemafata Yitzar Adam La Adam, Lehisrachik Mamida Shmir Salashin, the Yitzar comes to a person and says, don't bother with Shmir Salashin, Umililmoid Prati Adinase, and to learn all the dinim in the Zeh. V'oimarlo, what does the Yitzhara say to a person? Mato elis yagilacha in tilmad v'tamik b'zeh inyan. What are you going to gain from listening a little bit to Rabbi Glanz's shir on this? Ha'im tucha l'hagia ad kitzbasa. Are you going to be able to get everything out of this? Are you really going to be able to conquer this? V'lishmar espicha b'chol yamechayecha, to guard your mouth all your days? You'll be lucky if this lasts a day or two. You'll be lucky if this lasts 15 minutes at the end of this year. Even in this day or two, are you really going to be able to keep all the things, all the inyanim, even within this day or two, you're going to be able to keep it entirely? Hello, Ish Madiniata. You're a chevra man. You're out there in the shuk, talking to people, doing business. Fishcha sakim rabim, you have a lot of business. In Beos Bnei Adam, with hundreds of people. There's a dormitory, there's a whole yeshiva, there's a Zoom group. Toivlicha shalot taskil bazam y the klal. What's the point? Don't even start. This thing is something which is forever. You have to do it forever, and it's very deep. There's a lot of halachas. It's koilel all the times and all the zmanim. Asher yiskayim ha'odim imei cheldoi, calls man a person's in his skeleton. This is something that he has to do. Every time you talk to a person, you have to deal with this. I guess that's who's speaking over there. Rabbi Yochanan ben Da'avai is teaching us over there. Even if it's something that is never ending and something which is a lifetime of work, do not hold yourself back from it. Do not listen to the Yitzhara, as we'll see in the next paragraph, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow, that even if you do a tiny bit, that is worth a tremendous amount. That is worth a tremendous amount. And do not listen to the Yitzhara saying, oh, you know, what's 5 minutes? What's 5 minutes of learning? What's the last 5 minutes of theater? What's coming a few minutes early? What's this? Don't listen to him. Don't listen to the Yitzhara, and you can beat him. And that is today's Shmiras Halashon.